Here's a thought I'll title Serious Projects with an Unserious Camera. For most of my life, as I look back over my 50 years in photography, at any given time, I've only owned one serious camera. And that's changed over the years from, well, my earliest serious camera was a Yashica Mat 124G twin lens reflex, which then graduated to a Mamiya C330, which eventually led to the Arca Swiss monorail view camera that I used for 35 years. And even into the digital era, I only had one camera that I considered my main camera for doing serious work. But curiously enough, I've almost always owned another camera or two that I consider less serious cameras. Not quite toy cameras, but ones that I kind of treated as though they were toy cameras. They were less serious cameras. And looking back at my finished images and projects and whatnot over the years, I'm surprised how many good and interesting projects I've made with those secondary cameras. And the more I thought about it, the more I came to realize that those cameras became quote-unquote serious cameras for a serious project so often because I had them with me, because I carried them, because when a photographic opportunity arose, I was prepared. Now, it may not have been my ideal camera. It may not have been my serious camera. It may have even been that I wasn't thinking about doing serious artwork at the time I used that secondary camera in an opportunistic way. But the fact that I had it with me meant that when the conditions were right, I could whip out a little project of a dozen images or so. Well, you might say, yes, we all have that now. We have our not super serious camera in our smartphone, iPhone or Android or whatever you have. And that's true. You can take some interesting pictures with that. Lots of photographers are doing it. But for me, having an interchangeable lens camera, having a mechanical zoom, those are features that I'm not willing to give up for the kind of photography that I do. So having a secondary camera becomes an important consideration that's not covered by the fact that I also have my phone with me. My phone ends up being something I use primarily for snapshots, sending pictures to the family, and that kind of thing. And I know it's a tool that I could use more seriously, but I just haven't wrapped my mind around it yet, and so I don't. But having that important secondary camera does make a difference. And obviously, because the primary objective is to carry it with me everywhere I go, one of the primary attributes I look for in that camera is its small form factor and ultimate portability. If it's not small, I won't carry it with me. If it doesn't have reasonable features, which for me mean things like a viewfinder, the ability to capture raw images, interchangeable lenses, if it doesn't have sort of the basics, I have a hard time committing to those kinds of cameras too. In the early days of digital photography, there were lots and lots and lots of point-and-shoot cameras, and I tried a couple of those, but for some reason I just found the image quality lacking, so I never zeroed in on one. Maybe that's something I should look to again. The real revelation, however, in reviewing my Lightroom catalog and looking for projects that were made with non-serious cameras is how good they actually were and how much I enjoy the projects I made with those secondary cameras. Maybe I need to change my thinking about that. Instead of thinking of them as less serious toy cameras, maybe I need to recognize that when I have that camera in my hand, it's me that categorizes them as less serious toy cameras, not the camera itself. It's capable of doing all kinds of things and making all kinds of wonderful photographs and projects if I use the camera that way. I guess this is another variation on cameras don't make pictures, photographers make pictures. A lesson that seems to crop up with some regularity.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.